Hey folks, welcome to Factual Friday on the Catholic Baby Podcast. So have we ever thought about what would happen if the Pope were to die? The Pope were to pass away and there was no one to take his place. What would happen then? Now, the papal interregnum is an expression derived from Latin, which means the period between the reign of one pope and another. It is the time of the vacancy of the apostolic see, that is, from the moment a pope dies to the moment of election of his successor. Now, what happens when the pope dies? The cardinal, who is called the Camerlengo or Chamberlain of the Holy Roman Church, is notified. Now, it is the Camerlengo who officially ascertains and certifies the death of the pope. The Chancellor of the Apostolic Camera draws up the official death certificate, and the Camerlengo seals the pope's bedroom and study. He notifies the Archpriest of the Vatican Basilica and the Cardinal Vicar of the Diocese of Rome, who announces it to the people of Rome. After the Pope's funeral, he seals the entire papal apartment, having found quarters for those who had resided there to serve the Pope. Now, what actually happens during this period that we call as the interregnum? The day of the Pope's death is counted as the first day of the interregnum or vacancy. Now, there are three distinct phases that can be identified. First, the 9-day period of mourning, or as it is called in Latin, novendiales. The Pope is laid in state in St. Peter's Basilica, permitting the faithful to pay their respects. Every day, each cardinal celebrates a memorial mass. Between the 4th and 6th day of this period, a solemn funeral is celebrated in St. Peter's Basilica by the Dean of the College of Cardinals with the other cardinals. The deceased Pope is then buried, most likely in the crypt of St. Peter's. The mourning period then continues until the 9 days are completed. Second, the conclave preparation period, from day 10 to the beginning of the conclave. Third, the conclave itself, from the time the cardinals enter the conclave until the one elected accepts his election to be the next pope. We'll hear more about the conclave in the weeks to come. Today, let us reflect on Romans 6:5. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. God bless you.